Hi, everyone. Welcome to Steelers by Position. I'm Missy Matthews. This is Bob Labriola. We're inside the beautiful Steelers indoor practice facility. Today, we're looking at the defensive line, which not much has been happening.
No, not really yet, Missy. The Steelers kind of approached this position, in my opinion, in a textbook fashion a few years ago. This was an aging unit, and then in drafts, the Steelers used number one picks on defensive linemen. First it was Ziggy Hood, then it was Cameron Hayward. So the Steelers are a football team that only play three defensive linemen at a time at the most. So when you use number one picks within a short span on the position, you are doing what you can to, replenish the talent there. So this is an area where I don't anticipate a lot of action because there has been so much recent action there in terms of adding players as number one picks.
Let's take a look at the status right now. Some of the guys who unrestricted and restricted, both nose tackles.
Yeah, Casey Hampton, that situation to me kind of seemed to be one that towards the end of the 2012 season, everybody involved believed that the relationship was coming to an end. Casey Hampton, number one pick in 2001, played here very well, very long time at a very high level. There are only two Steelers defensive linemen to go to more Pro Bowls than Casey Hampton. Those two guys would be Ernie Stautner and Joe Green, both in the Hall of Fame. Casey Hampton, thanks for everything, Casey, but I really think that I'm one of those ones who believes the relationship is due to be over. The Steve McClendon thing, he's the heir apparent. He's a restricted free agent at this point. Teams have until April the 19th in which to sign a restricted free agent to an offer sheet. Then the Steelers would have, should Steve McClendon get one, the Steelers then would have 1 week to match. They would not get any draft pick compensation for Steve McClendon because he came into the league as an undrafted rookie. We'll see what happens. Steve McClendon, I firmly believe, though, will end up playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2013.
Even coming out of training camp last season, a lot of people said that McClendon was ready to be the starter. Do you think he's had enough time behind Hampton, learned everything that he could, that, like you said, that we're going to part ways with Hampton and McClendon will be the it guy?
Yeah, I really do, and I think it's time. I mean, one of the things I've learned about coaches in 25 years doing this is they're often reluctant to put young players on the field, even when those young players, have the ability to get on the field and contribute. Young players still make mistakes, and so I think that this is true with both McClendon and Cameron Hayward when it comes to the 2012 season. Both of them were capable of more playing time than they got. I don't really think that either one of them is going to be a liability for this team in 2013, assuming that they play the amount that they, are expected to play this coming season.
Let's get into Brett Kiesel heading into his 12th season. Lots to like from last season. Do you think possibly 2013 might be the last we see Brett Kiesel?
You never know. I mean, Brett Kiesel is a very young, whatever age he is, in terms of his body. He didn't play a lot early on in his career in terms of on the defensive line. So, he doesn't have the wear and tear on him as a multi-year veteran as someone else might have on their body. And Brett Kiesel, quite frankly, last year was the most productive defensive lineman the Steelers had. This guy had 40 pressures last year. That was more than twice anyone else. So, Brett Kiesel is versatile enough that, Dick LeBeau is able to stand him up sometimes in some of those variations that they like to run on third downs. I don't know if this is going to be Brett Kiesel's last season, but I haven't seen anything from him leading up to this point that would indicate that he's almost done. So, he to me is one of the constants, not only on the defensive line, not only on the defense, but on this whole football team.
All right, well, that's the defensive line. We'll have another episode of Steelers by Position coming your way soon.